Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life on your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Spiritual Direction Academy, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me. I did want to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free energy assessment guide to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive tools, Reiki energy, and even helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. I have a few spots left right now for the winter season, so contact me for your free spirit assessment and we can get you started right away. Check it out. You can find more about that on my website page, also at empoweredspiritprogram.com. So I'd also like to invite you to my Facebook group. We've been having lots of fun, lots of great conversation, sharing articles and information. It's called the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's a private group that really offers support for the work that I do. We also do healings in there, meditations. We had an awesome abundance meditation starting on January 1st. And I'm going to be starting a new one in March, March 1st, leading us right in, 21 days, right into the spring equinox. This one is going to be more about manifesting. It's a little different than just abundance, manifesting. So if you'd like to be in on that meditation, come on over, find me on Facebook, text me, email me, whatever it is. You can find me on Facebook, Terry Ann Hyman, and then look for the Empowered Spirit Program. Actually, the Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. Yes, we'd love to have you in there. Invite your friends. Come on over. So how is everyone today? Lots going on in the world, right? Lots of cosmic energy. Yes, we've got lots of flooding, lots of stuff. As we talked about even last week, yes, right now, so much is going on with Mother Earth. She really is giving us messages and telling us how she feels. So wherever you are, and if you are on the West Coast, I really offer you lots of prayers and support for all that's going on down in Texas too, Northeast, all around. We really are. As we talked about last week, Mother Earth is just a little angry with us right now. So finding ways that we can offer her support and offer her love and light and really bring that energy in. As always, sending energy out to those at Sacred Rock. They're still standing, still fighting. Lots going on out there. So keep sharing. Keep tuning in as they protect our sacred elements. Yes, I believe we all have the rights to clean water, clean air, clean earth, clean fire, all. And so, yes, I honor with gratitude all the work that they do for us out there. So yes, we're still moving through that big old full moon lunar eclipse last weekend. Really important to release out as much as you can. As we're coming into a new moon solar eclipse on Sunday, yes. And before we move into this new energy, the more that you can release, the better it will be. I'll actually be doing a Facebook Live Sunday morning, guiding us through that new moon energy. A great time to really open up to setting intentions for creating new habits. This particular new moon with the eclipse is really going to help us to release those self-destructive habits, put our intentions out there for better health, better happiness, increasing levels of joy, and so much more. So yeah, look for me on Facebook Sunday for that new moon energy. Really have lots to talk about with that. Releasing can be really hard, right? I know I get asked by my clients all the time, okay, you say release it, but how do I do it? How do I let go? So today's program is going to help us with that. We're going to be talking to Monique Clark from Innate Sense about how to let go of some of our emotional wounds. But before we jump into the program, let's just take a moment and let's center our energies together. Let's offer some gratitude for the sacred elements in our life, for the fire, the air, the earth, and the water. And let's bring our energy in, centering. So wherever you are, if you can, take a nice deep inhale and exhale out, just letting go. Inhaling, bringing that breath all the way up through the body, up into the heavens. As we open up, calling in divine spirit, the masters, the archangels, and our own spirit guides, we ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today. Inhaling and exhaling, just honoring our place in the universe. Here we are at the end of the winter season. We honor the directions to the north and the south and the east and the west, above us, below us, right into the very center, asking for anything less than light to be gone as we open up to divine spirit and move through this week. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale, sending prayers and blessings out all across the world. So we go to draw and call in the angelic realm. Let's bring in some energy guidance for this week. Support. A beautiful card showing all those gathered around Mother Earth, angels with wings, all relations, all religions, all people, all color, all faith, supporting in Mother Earth, our universe, our world. Yes, it is a time to come together. It's a time to support each and every one on this earth, to help her, to help us, to raise the vibration as we move through this darkness. We must go through it to find that in higher spirit beings, to find that enlightened consciousness that we all seek. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Sending the rest of the energy down through the legs, deep into the earth, centering your energy, feeling your awareness, coming back as we open up to this program. So Monique Clark is the founder of Innate Sense Conscious Body Work Center in Willow Glen, California, and is a generational healing guide at Wake Up Generation. Monique is a wellness warrior committed to empowering others by guiding them with the tools they need to free themselves of emotional and physical pain. Monique has studied, practiced esoteric uses of essential oils since 2000 and has helped hundreds of individuals heal using the powers of essential oils. Monique is a graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, Trinity Massage College, and is certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners and the Association of Bodywork and Massage Professionals. So I met Monique, about 4 years ago out at a business conference. We really hit it off, and she shared her oils with me, and I really fell in love with the brand that she uses, the doTERRA brand. So let's bring Monique on and get this conversation started. Hello, Monique.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning. You are one of those out in California.
Yes, I am, and it's pouring rain right now, which is great.
Yes,
so
definitely.
We've been in a drought. Yeah, we've been in a drought, but it's a lot at once. So you know, we're
just
taking
it as it
comes.
Yes, so the earth has to. Yes, and the earth definitely has to absorb it. So, yes, stay safe out there. I know my daughter got caught in that evacuation out in Sacramento last week. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Yeah. So, Monique, how great to have you back. It was really great to have you agree to come on the show again and share with us the work that you're doing with the essential oils and helping others. I love the idea of waking up generations so that we don't carry on the stuff from our family. I love that idea as well.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Yeah. How did you start using essential oils, if you'd like to share with us?
I started using essential oils when I was in my holistic arts training. So at massage school, you know, they briefly talked about them. And luckily I had a teacher who, at the massage school, who really loved essential oils and taught us more about them. And then I had just always been attracted to plant medicine, so utilizing herbs and teas and different things to get the vibration of the plant and use it for its healing properties. And once I found essential oils and saw how powerful they were and understanding that they were 70 to 80 times more powerful than herbs, and they were so easy to use, and they smelled divine, I just absolutely fell in love with them. So I have been using essential oils for the past 17 years, and they are just a part of my life. I have a relationship with them, just, you know, like I have friends. I have, you know, I'm friends with lavender. I'm friends with chamomile.
Yes. Yes, you know, we actually were talking about this a few weeks ago, and we were talking about the spirit of a plant. And so it's the same thing with the oils. They come from the plants. And we were talking about going out, you know, out in nature and creating that relationship and calling in, as I like to call it, you know, calling in the little divas of the plants that are all around us. And so that's mm-hmm. the same idea. Yeah, they do have a vibration. They do have a spirit that we can relate to. So I love that you bring that in. Definitely agree with that. Yeah. So I think most people kind of have heard of essential oils by now. And I think a lot of people are unsure of what to do with essential oils. And, you know, I know people, I know the most common thing is like physical symptoms, like, okay, I'm, you know, I need a little lavender to help calm me down and go to sleep, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that is a great way to start with them and to create that relationship. But really what I kind of wanted to talk about and get into a little deeper was that emotional healing, you know, and what that means and how that can help us.
Definitely. So, you know, many things that have manifested in our bodies physically, or, you know, the example you're giving with helping someone fall asleep, generally they're not able to fall asleep because there's some unresolved emotion that is stuck and is getting stagnant, right? So maybe the emotion is feeling overwhelmed or angry or sad, and so there's that unsettled feeling. And every physical thing that we have happen in our body really begins emotionally, and then it manifests physically.
So very good point.
Going to these emotional points is really just getting to the root of the issues. And so having them affect us emotionally is very, very easy. It's actually what the plants or what the essential oils do. Not the essential oils come from plants that are aromatic, and not all plants are aromatic. But when we smell something, it goes right up to the olfactory where we house a lot of emotions, where we hold memories, and it can trigger those things within us. It's the quickest way to affect our mood is to smell something. And so the essential oils actually help trigger our strongest sense, which is our sense of smell. And our sense of smell is actually our oldest sense. So like we have our five senses, right? We can see, we can hear, we can touch. And our sense of smell is one of the most powerful to be able to go right up to our brain and get into the olfactory and affect our moods. And we know that our moods are mostly determined by whatever emotional state we are in at the moment. And
Definitely. Emotion
is energy in motion. So it's something that rises up within us. It's something that flows through us. Generally should flow. It shouldn't be stagnant. So when an emotion gets stuck in us, so let's say an emotion could be sadness or grief, that is a natural thing that happens, you know, let's say someone you love has passed away or something has happened to someone you love, it is a natural place to feel sad, to feel angry, to feel that grief, but it is not natural for it to stay there. And so what the oils can do for us in that situation is it just helps support that movement of the emotion. It helps support it. It's not going to make it just go away because that is a part of who we are, but it can help support us to move through that and to heal our heart from it so that it doesn't stay stagnant or it doesn't scar us in a way. It helps to heal it.
Yeah, I love that you say that, emotion, energy, and motion. I think that's really very important to understand because we do want to have emotions. We do want to have feelings. But I think then what you just said, too, is that we don't want them to be stuck and stagnant and linger on. I mean, I agree everybody has the own right to feel their feelings for how long they need it. But when they become old and stagnant, that's when we run into problems. And as you said before, too, it's like the physical, there's an underlying emotional, right? I really definitely agree with that. So if we keep stuffing and keep having stagnant energy around those emotions, we don't want to let them go and they keep staying with us. That's where we create that disease in the body and the physical symptoms. And then we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And then it becomes even more chronic. So very good point about that. Yeah, definitely. Don't want them to stay in the same place. Absolutely. So
yeah.
Yeah, one of the things about, I mean, even just the releasing, because I talk about it a lot, and I know at first when people are new to this kind of work that I do, especially in my program, the energy work, they're like, well, what do you mean, you know? So I think it's important to understand because we can't just always take in new energy and keep just bringing in new, you know, we can't. We only can hold on to so much, right? So we have to let go and release this out and process the energy and put those emotions back into motion, so to speak, so that we can then open up to other things. But when we're so stagnant, so how did the oils come in and help us to move the energy? Let's just kind of break that down a little bit more.
Yeah, so the oils come from plants, and plants have a very similar DNA to us. Our cellular structure is made up a lot of the same way. And as we know, our mood or our emotion affects our chemistry. So it's all interconnected, right? We all know that. So as we feel something, so let's say, for example, you feel scared or angry, that can release adrenaline in your system and it has this whole trickle effect on your body, which affects your hormones and everything else. So in this idea of affecting our emotions, as we are smelling it, it is calming our emotion. So, for example, lavender, because everyone is really familiar with lavender, I'll use that as an example. Lavender is a flower, and flowers are, if you think of a flower, the general feeling is, you know, soft and gentle and beauty, and that energy of that helps to console something within us. And with that piece, it's affecting our chemistry, it's affecting everything within us, and actually getting into the cell of each cell of our body. So when you put on lavender, so when you put on an essential oil that's really a high quality essential oil, when you put it onto your skin, it actually seeps in through your pores, gets right into the bloodstream, and is in every cell within 30 seconds. And so it actually, going back to what you were saying about that releasing, it is helping get into each cell with that intention of releasing the anger or releasing or calming and soothing is really what we're looking for, right? To bring in that calming and soothing and releasing whatever emotion is no longer serving us.
And then lowering the levels in the body, as you were saying, I love it. Perfect example. Yeah. So then we start to lower those cortisols again. We start to lower it and we come back into that state of peace. So then we don't have that tendency to hold on to that fear. And I know that's a great example for right now, too, with all the fear going on, with everything going on in our country anyway, all that fear. And if we don't release it, we just keeps building. And then we think we can handle it. And then we get more. And then our stress levels go up more. And we keep thinking we can handle it. So when we come back into, as you're saying, using the essential oils, it helps us to come back into that balanced state so that we're not building all this excess energy of stress and overwhelm or the emotional energy, whatever it may be. So, yeah, I love that beautiful example. I also like the fact that it goes into the cellular structure so quickly. I think that's important, too, because we're not masking the symptoms. And I think that's really important to understand with the essential oils. We're not masking any symptoms at all, but we're helping the body restructure. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yes. It's getting into the cell. It's actually clearing it out. And that's what I love about these essential oils. They are not a mask. They are not a Band-Aid on the emotion. They're going to help you feel your feeling and work through it and help your body come into alignment with what your intention is of using the oil. So going back to the lavender example, when you're not feeling safe, and that could be in your environment or with the situation you have, your blood pressure will go up. That's just a natural reaction that happens, right? And so even just smelling the lavender will actually bring your cortisol levels down by 30%. And awesome. So going back to that emotional piece of just feeling safe emotionally brings us comfort.
Yeah. I mean, I will say lavender I love. I know some people have issues with it. I think probably because of a old memory of some cheap perfume lavender. But I know that, you know, I know for me when my mom was in the hospital, it's like I had my bottle of lavender there in the hospital as I was sleeping with her each night there, staying with there. And that lavender just helped me to really tune out what was going on and keep me in that really state of peacefulness. So, yeah, I love lavender. But I think you can also, you know, use some of the other flowers too. I mean, I know I love the yang yang. That's a flower smell. I think that one's good. Jasmine, ginger lily. Those are some of my favorite flowers as well. And I think with the flowers, they do help lift that vibration up for us.
Absolutely. Roman chamomile, geranium.
Geranium,
there are many,
yes.
Yeah, geranium's great for the heart. And yes, I could speak so much about each one of those. But yes, if you be, you know, and there's the energy of the flower, there's the energy of the oil. So floral, you know, like I said, is soft and gentle and really good for the heart. And then there's some oils that are really great for grounding, like a lot of root oils or grass oils, like vetiver is a great grounding oil, or wood oils like cedarwood. And
yes, I've been into my Hawaiian sandalwood. Oh, love it. Love it, love it. It's very grounding. And grounding is very important for our emotional body as well. I mean, I think sometimes we can get all emotional because we're not grounded to the earth. We're all over the place in our multitasking society. So grounding is also very important for releasing some of that emotional drama, if you want to call it, that we sometimes can get into, right? We all can get into that drama, which raises that emotional level as well. So grounding too. Yes, it's very important. So let's talk about the oils that you do represent and the ones that you're so passionate about. The doTERRA. I always mispronounce it. doTERRA, doTERRA, which is it?
I call it doTERRA. I believe it's okay. doTERRA. Like I said, I had been using essential oils since 2000, and I was using many different kinds, like everyone else, you know, if I went to a natural food store or if I went to a health store and saw some oils. And I knew the, like we talked about, some of the esoteric properties and some of the physical benefits of the oils. But there came a point about 5 years ago where I was having some massive physical issues, and I was doing everything I knew to do with the oils. And of course, in a holistic approach, I had done massage and acupuncture and chiropractics, and I was doing everything, and I really wasn't getting the healing that I needed. And my acupuncturist had shared with me about doTERRA, and at that point, I really didn't understand the difference in how things were processed that made such a big difference. But once I started using doTERRA's oils, I immediately had benefits. I immediately got the results I needed, and it was astounding to me. I really actually felt at this point, oh, wow, these oils really are truly nature's medicine, because they worked so quickly and so effectively and absolutely changed the way that I valued the oils. And then once I learned more about doTERRA and how they work with the farmers, how they work with the people who are actually picking the oil, picking the plants for the oil, and really taking care of that community. And they call it co-impact sourcing. So they make sure that the people who are growing and harvesting these plant materials are healthy and happy. They grow, they collect the flowers, or they collect the plant materials and the oils from places that each herb or flower or oil is indigenous to. And so once I found out how they were, you know, helping developing countries really be a better environment so that their workers can be more healthy and happy and more efficient. And I just saw that win-win situation and how the oils were being harvested, how they were really caring from soil to oil, right? Like how the plant was grown and the soil that it was grown in, and making sure it's sustainable, because we know that everything has to be in balance in Mother Earth so that it can really support us. If it were out of balance, it wouldn't work. And so what I love about doTERRA is they really make sure that everything they do is sustainable and is good for each person and each individual that is involved in making the oil and purchasing the oil.
I love that. And again, it goes back to having that vibration and that connection with the land and the spirit of the plants. I really love that idea that doTERRA does. And yeah, how that creates that environment. And I think it's important. I think it's important that we know where our oils, our products come from and how they're being treated. That's part of what we're breathing in. That's part of the spirit of the oils when it gets to us. So yeah, thank you for that. That's very important to know. I appreciate
that. Yeah, and I mean, people think about it like, you know, now people are more aware of that, especially with meats they eat, right? Like how they're grown and the process they went through, or their fruits and vegetables. You know, we don't want genetically modified plants and putting those essential oils on us. We don't want to have any fillers or other chemicals that may smell like an oil, putting that into our body, knowing that's going into our bloodstream. Those synthetic smells do not have the same therapeutic effect on our physical body or our emotional body. They'll actually, our body will know that it's a chemical and will actually have an opposite opposite reaction. So like you said, those people who have a hard time with some lavenders, well, that's because they've gone to maybe, you know, one of those stores in the mall that has a perfumed type of lavender or perfumed type of fragrance that doesn't actually have the same effect on the body.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then the memory is there and then they can't use it. I mean, so yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I do remember the first time we were comparing oils, my little bag of oils and your bag of oils. And I remember thinking, oh my God, these are so alive. They're so fresh. So yeah, I definitely agree with that too, that there is a difference in the oils that you buy. Definitely. Especially when you, you know, when you talk about it, when you're putting it on your body, you're smelling them into the cellular structure. And then even, you know, sometimes we digest them. I know I use them in my water a lot. So very important that we're getting that clean, pure, where they're coming from, knowing that they are in harmony with the earth. That's the point. That's a big part of the point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So let's see if we can go back and talk about a few of your favorite oils that you would suggest for the listeners when they do find themselves beyond the lavender, you know, in some of these states of emotional energy. What would you say are some of the go-tos?
I would say one of my favorite ones to share is wild orange.
Okay, I love that one.
Wild orange is, especially right now during winter, you know, a lot of people tend to feel that seasonal depression, really gray outside, you're inside a lot, your body's not getting as much sun and vitamin D, and there tends to be a tendency coming off the holidays and all that, of feeling a little low. And so wild orange is one of my favorites, of uplifting, energizing, and it's like sunshine in a bottle.
And their particular, I mean, their wild orange is so nice. Yes, I just put it all over me as you were talking. And there's a depth to it. Like when you inhale it, it's like, oh my God, it's like such a depth to it. And it is definitely, and I definitely agree, it can shift your energy in seconds. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
A great one. Wild orange. Yeah. What else?
So what? I would say my next one that I like for helping me emotionally, I like a lot of the wood scents. So one for me that I really love is white fir. And Ooh. White fir is also known emotionally as the generational healing oil. So, you know, I know one of my purposes in life is to be a generational healing guide. And so I love using white fir to help heal those things inside of us that may have been imprinted on us from, not may have, but are imprinted on us from our parents or our grandparents or whatever cultural thing had been imprinted on our system when we were created.
Yeah, those negative imprints, right? Like addictions, abuse, alcoholism, all of those things, codependency. Those are some of the things right there that you're talking about. I love this work that you do because so many people think that they're a victim of their family when we can actually rise above it. So I love that. So yeah, white fir. I'm not that familiar with it. I may have some. I actually may have used, I may use it around the holidays, actually. I think I feel like I use it in a little bit then. Yeah, but an excellent, especially if you are trying to overcome, you know, addiction of any kind, really.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So the same idea.
Absolutely.
Smell it, put a little bit on your hands. I like to use the thumb webs. I like that. I think that I learned that from my pranic healing teacher. Right there, the thumb webs helps to release. Where else would you suggest putting the white fir?
Yeah, I like putting it right over my heart or on the back of my neck. I like being able to smell it throughout the day. So I usually will take a drop of an oil on my hand, rub both of my hands together, and then slowly bring it up to my face, inhale in through my nose, and then exhale out through my mouth. And I usually do a cycle of 3 breaths is kind of a general rule of thumb. And then I kind of just go over my energy field with that oil. Just imagine that oil is helping support whatever my intention is in using it. And then I put it either over my heart directly on my skin or on the back of my neck. Yeah.
Love it. That's a beautiful ritual. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, doTERRA actually has an emotional oil kit that I absolutely love. And there is a meditation that one of my mentors had come up with that used the emotional oils all together, so combined them. So the first oil in that emotional kit is called Forgive. And, you know, the best thing that we can do for our own emotional state is to forgive anyone or anything that has hurt us. And obviously we know that it's not for them, or not to condone what happened, but so that we can release that pain in our heart that we've been holding on to. And
Absolutely.
So I love the emotional kit because it has a forgive oil there's an oil that is called Console, which helps to console our heart, our hurt heart. There is a cheer oil in there, an uplifting blend. Peace blend, which is the reassuring blend, right, to help us be reassured that it all works out for our highest good and it's all okay, and I love that.
Hmm.
There's also a motivate oil in there, which is an encouraging blend to help us move through those times that are sticky, that, you know, feel not so fun to walk through, but that we need to help motivate us to move us forward. And then it has a passion oil, which is that inspiring blend to help us reconnect to that fire of inspiration that lives within us, that sometimes can be dimmed from, you know, emotional hurts that happen to us, and to reignite that fire of passion within us to continue to move forward in a really powerful way.
Hmm. So in these blends, in case the listeners aren't familiar, the oils are already blended in, and so they've come up with their formulas to help us with these different things. So if you're wondering what the oils are, it's a blend of oils. So they've already done that kind of work for us. So you just choose the blend that you're looking for. Yeah, I actually used a little bit of that Motivate today. I had a little interesting thing. I was feeling some emotional energy. It's a little bit in the private side regarding my daughter and stuff she's going through. And her boyfriend has to go off to Afghanistan. He's a captain in the Army. And I could feel some of that energy coming in. And I was a little surprised that I was holding on so much, because I do so much work about saying not taking on, right? But I did feel it, and I did feel like my energy was heavy. And I know this morning I took that particular blend, the Motivate, and I just started smelling it, and I put it on me, and I took a few moments. And I will be honest and say that the biggest cry came out of me. I'm like, wow, where did that come from? And it was like this big movement of energy, emotion, as you say, coming out of me. And then I let it come out. I let the tears fall down. And then I did some more breathing. And then I felt so much better. I did. And it really, I was kind of like, okay, is this just a lesson for today's show or what? You know, but it was really a beautiful moment for me, because I know that I am caring for her, and this is going to be a hard aspect in her life. She'll be gone for about 9 months, and hopefully that's all. And it's a big step, you know, in a relationship for anybody really, but to go off to Afghanistan and her carry that energy and hold the space for him to come back. And so, yeah, I did take on more than I thought, but luckily the oil did help me shift. And it really was, as you said at the earlier on, that quickly. And so, okay, I did cry. I did let out a big cry, and that's okay. And that is so okay. And then I was able to lift my energy, and then I went ahead and got into my yoga practice. So, yeah, I can really attest to that Motivate today. I'm glad you did mention that. I wasn't going to really share that story, but... It was very, it shifted my energy so fast for her. Yeah, I'm not even sure what's in there. And you know what? I wanted to mention, too, that sometimes oils don't have to have the best smelling for us to still be good for us. This one smells like a little bit of bubble gum in there or something. I don't know what it is exactly in that product.
It's a lot of citrus and some peppermint. So that one has, it has peppermint, it has clementine peel. It has coriander, it has basil, yuzu, it has melissa, rosemary, and a little bit of vanilla. So the vanilla is probably what you are smelling. But going back to talking about the blends, yes, when you're new to using essential oils or you don't necessarily have a ton, it is really beneficial to buy some oils that are already blended. And especially with doTERRA, I mean, it is down to a science of how balanced they create these oils. And so it's really nice when you're just learning and you don't really know how to blend oils, so to speak. These blends, especially these emotional blends, have been so, so healing. And I really loved your story, and thank you for sharing. And that happens a lot. Especially with these oils where, you know, you're feeling something and the oil just really helps to support you and get it out so it doesn't stay stuck. I love that you didn't stuff it down and try to just, you know, overlook it and move past it and stay busy so that you didn't have to deal with it, which is what a lot of us do. And
right,
so
I mean,
the oils.
That was the biggest cry. It was. It was like this, like almost like a silent cry that came out of me. But it was definitely energy moving. There's no doubt. It was energy moving, and it definitely shifted my energy. So, yeah, and all those ingredients. Yeah, Melissa's a really good one for emotional energy. Definitely.
Yeah, and there's also books out. There's one that I love. It's called The Emotional Reference Guide, and it's all about emotions and essential oils. And you could probably, you know, people can find it on Amazon or something like that. But it is a great resource if someone is looking for that. There's also an app that people can get on their phone that also helps them decide what oils to use to support different emotions that come up.
Yeah, I think you sent me one too, Emotions and Essential Oils too, and they're very helpful. They're very good because they can really get in there and offer you lots of information. I mean, we don't always have to keep all the information in our heads, right? We can do a little bit more resource into finding that kind of information. But yeah, I mean, even as simple as it was for me this morning, picking it up and just knowing, like, I was feeling a little like, and I have lots of great things coming up this week. I mean, it's great. And I was still, there was a heaviness about me. And that really did help me to move out that energy. And I feel like now I can better support her. And you know, not to say it won't come up again, but at least to having those resources and having that process, that ritual. I love the way that you put it into a ritual of using the oils to directly address some of these issues. And, you know, as we were talking about before, the white fur, you know, if you are, you know, and I know several people out there do struggle with breaking that addiction habit. And so, yeah, you take a little ritual in the morning, you know, and just sit for a moment and not be, as you even said, that you weren't so busy that you were able to do that and just sit there and bring that energy in so that you can be supported on your path. Because I know lots of times, this is from the work I do with my clients too, that lots of times the addictions come through because we're afraid to sit still. We're afraid to face those feelings and those emotions. But when we have the help to push it through, as I experienced this morning, it's so much easier to sit through that energy. I really agree. I really think so.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when we're taking that moment to breathe and smelling the oil and noticing what is really happening with us, you know, and like you said, that this morning you were like, okay, I have this heaviness. What is this really about? And that oil really helps to make that come alive for us to be able to see it.
It was so quick. It was astounding. It was so quick how much that it just moved out that huge amount of energy for me. Yeah. And I mean, I could have gotten it. I might have gotten it, you know, some other way. I might have after I did my whole yoga practice and something. I could have gotten it that way too. But this was just so immediate that it was so beautiful. And then my yoga practice was such a different place, you know, appreciating, you know, all. So that was really quite a moment for me this morning. I wasn't going to share, but I shared anyway, right? Yeah. So Monique, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and where we can find you. I know you've been on Facebook in your Facebook Lives. Where else can we find you and what's going on?
Yeah, you can find me on my website, innatesense.com, and innatesense.com. I'm just sharing passionately. I'm just sharing the oils. And I'm sharing, you know, through health coaching, through healing body work, and traveling. I'm teaching Aroma Touch classes. Aroma Touch is a treatment with the oils. It's actually a layering of 8 different oils along the spine to help people come out of that fight or flight response. And to really drop back into that rest and relaxation because of everything happening in our lives and the fast-paced modern times, we tend to get stuck in that fight or flight mode. And I'm finding that a lot of people have a hard time relaxing. And so I'm traveling around teaching people how to use this treatment And it doesn't, you don't have to be a massage therapist. You don't have to be a body worker. It is for everyone to learn. And the mission with that is to really create a healer in every home, for people to understand how to use the oils on their friends, on their family, on themselves, to really be their own healer, so that you don't have to give your power away to doctors or to other people. And I'm not saying here that, you know, doctors are not needed or helpful. Absolutely they are. But I think if we can take some steps to take control of our own health, we can use them in times that we really need, right? For like if our arm is broken.
Absolutely.
Okay, you know, someone needs a doctor. But I think for many things that people are going to the doctors for right now, they just don't know that there's other alternatives. And so what I love to do is show people, hey, these are the first, this is kind of like the first line of defense that you can try to help heal through something and then go to the doctor. Or to use something in conjunction with, you know, maybe you're doing physical therapy or maybe there is some other things going on where you do need some real medical help. And the oils, once again, can support you emotionally as you are going through those challenging times.
Yeah,
so
I love that.
I love traveling and teaching people and really connecting with people and seeing how these oils are changing people's lives. That is
yeah,
really
so that's in your local area in California that you're teaching the classes that you're traveling to? Is that around California?
Mm-hmm. California, Arizona. I'm really open to traveling to where people will have me. So I've gone to Montana, all kinds of different places, Oregon, and I'm just teaching, you know, members on my team how to do this treatment. And it's really just changed so many lives.
Wow.
That's really what I'm passionate about.
Wow. Let's see if we can get you to Birmingham. That would be awesome. I would love it. Yeah. I would definitely love that. Yeah. So I love the work you're doing, and I'll be sure to make sure that your website, I believe it is posted in the notes. So if those that are around and want to see where your schedule is, you can go there and find out more. Also post a link. I don't think I have it now, but I will post a link for the doTERRA oils as well.
Yes,
we can get
absolutely.
You more information about that and that great emotional oil kit that you talked about. I will do that too. So if we could just sum it up here before we close out, if you could just kind of one of the questions I ask at the end of every show is how using these essential oils and releasing these emotions can help to empower the spirit.
I think that as we can learn that our spectrum of emotions are normal and healthy, that there is no shame about being angry or being sad. And when we can move through that, we can really go to those higher realms and know that things don't control us, that we can control everything within us. And when we can come really aware of our spirit and see things as they really are, I think that empowers our spirit to be able to move forward in a really powerful way.
I love it. When we become aware, move forward in a really powerful way. Yeah, when we're not blocked by so many other things and holding on to old energy, then we can really move in and be aware. Thank you. I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you
so
much.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, when you don't hold on, right?
Yeah, well, when you don't feel a victim of your emotions of like, well, this emotion is taking over me, and you know that you can control your emotion, you can move, you can be in your spirit more fully.
Yeah, I
agree.
And
not feel a victim. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that helped me, because I am ruled by the moon. I'm born in July, ruled by the moon. And my emotions as a child was always something that I could never seem to deal with. And, you know, learning that no emotion is ever final and that we are, as you said it right there, we are entitled. It is okay to have all these emotions. And we're better able to become aware of it and become aware of our spirit. I love it. Yeah. Definitely. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all this great knowledge that you have. And just, I love seeing you on Facebook and the work that you're doing. And yeah, let's talk about it. Let's get a class out here on that. I would love it. Yeah.
Perfect. I would love that too. I miss you so much. I would love to see you.
I know. I can't believe it's been like 4 years. Oh my goodness. Yes, we definitely have to get together soon. So you have a great day out there. Stay dry. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, too. Have a great day to your spirit.
Thank you.
All right. That was an awesome show. I love it so much as we go deeper and deeper in how we can empower the spirit. So just take a moment, take a deep breath, and exhale out, and just let all this that we've talked about settle in. You probably will want to go back and listen again. I know I will, to all this information. Really great. Underlying every physical issue is an unresolved emotional issue. So when we can really work to release those emotions, we can increase such a better place for our own health, our wellness, our body, our mind, and yes, our spirit. All right. So let's see. Coming up next week, I'm very excited. I will be back, as always. I'm always excited for my guests. But next week, I'm going to be interviewing Arkana Shuna. She has a brand new book out of here. It's number one on Amazon right now, Ayurvedic Lifestyle Wisdom, a complete prescription to optimizing your health, prevent disease, and live with vitality and joy. I am loving this book. I am underlying stuff in it. I've got markers. I've learned stuff about bath time. And yes, essential oils can play into this, everything we've talked about today. So join me next week. That'll be next show. I have some great guests lined up. You can find out more on my website, empoweredspiritshow.com. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio if you want to get more updated information and get exact show dates. I would love for you to do that. And follow me on iTunes. You can always download the program. Let's see, in the local area, so much going on. My Reiki and meditation circles are now officially on the schedule at Birmingham Yoga. Yes, Wednesdays, 5:30 to 6:30. Come in, learn about Reiki, come practice, come receive, give. It's an awesome time to share with other people. And restorative yoga is immediately following. And yes, I do use essential oils in my Reiki and restorative yoga classes. Yes, every week the class comes in, goes, ooh, what is that smell? I love it. I do have a Reiki 2 certification class coming up this Saturday, a few spots left. Contact me if you'd like to take that class. I'm excited to be a part of C4 Productions, March 3rd at Workplay, 20,000 Freaks Under the Sea. Yes, I'm going to be doing some readings. I'm going to be talking about spirit, crystals, color, and light, looking at dolphin and mermaid energy. So come join us there. It's a really fun party. It's a chance to dress up and get out of the doldrums of your life. Yes. March 11th, I'm having a sound bath, cleansing the chakras for spring. And actually, you can catch me on Talk of Alabama tomorrow, ABC 3340. Yes, I'm going to prime time, taking the energy of this cleansing the chakras for spring, talking about the sound bowls and the gong. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. on ABC. And you'll find me talking about that there. Then we'll be celebrating the spring equinox, March 22nd at Birmingham Yoga. And then April 1st, one more. Let's go ahead and put it out there. Finding Your Purpose with Astrology, the North Node with Lori Zielinski. Have a few spots left for that as well. So yes, be sure to follow me for more updates on all these programs and more. Sunday, I'll do a Facebook Live for the new moon. We'll be doing some wishing and setting some intentions. So let's just all close the show, taking a nice deep inhale, exhale, send that breath all the way down the body, deep into the earth, grounding your energy, knowing and trusting that no emotion is ever final. You can be in control of your life, rise above your circumstances, and empowering your spirit to know the truth, no matter what. Good, bad, or indifferent, you can rise above, come into that present moment, and being true to who you are. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Thank you again, Monique. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you guys for listening in to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. I'll be back next week, or catch me on iTunes. Have a great week. To your spirit, namaste.